1248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Congressional Democrats are still divided over President Biden's candidacy post-debate. CBS's Nicole Killian's on Capitol Hill.
I could tell you there were mixed sentiments coming out of that discussion. Some described it as a family discussion. Some described it as a serious conversation.
Biden is, however, gearing up for a big NATO summit in D.C. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
He has 3 days of meetings, speeches, and dinners, beginning with a welcome event this evening at Mellon Auditorium, where the treaty was signed in 1949.
Jury selection's underway in Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial in New Mexico. CBS's Elise Preston is there.
Today, there is a pool of potentially 79 jurors that need to be narrowed down to 12. If they cannot get those 12 jurors in this first batch, they'll bring in another batch.
Baldwin's accused of killing a cinematographer on his Rust movie set in 2021. He's pleaded not guilty. Opening statements could start tomorrow. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People are urging Wisconsin lawmakers to do something about long-term problems with the state's prison system. Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee today. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown.
Crowley speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, July 10th, the City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission will meet at 7:30 a.m. The Wastewater Treatment Commission will meet at 1:30 at the Wastewater Treatment Plant Conference Room. The McMillan Memorial Library Building and Grounds Committee will meet at 4 in the McCourt Conference Room. The Finance Committee meeting will follow at 5. The Town of Grand Rapids will hold their town board meeting from 6 to 7:30. In Portage County, the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners will meet at 4 p.m. at 1001 Maple Bluff Road in Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee meeting, scheduled for 9 a.m., has been canceled. There's an authentic Native American arts and culture exhibit opening at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center this week. The opening night event is Thursday, July 11th, from 5:30 to 7:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Brewer baseball back home tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers begin a three-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at AmFam Field. The Pirates coming off an 8-2 win over the Mets. Pittsburgh's big O'Neill Cruz with a two-run homer had to exit the game later with a hamstring injury. NBA free agency continues, and a lot of questions about how the Bucks plan to shape their roster. Bucks GM John Horst.
It's intentional, right? We've got six returning core guys that we know are ready now to compete at a high level and take us where we want to go. We've got three returning young vets that contributed last year and should take another jump this year in Marjan, AJ, and Andre. Chris Livingston had a great first year with us. He's working his ass off, and he's going to be ready to contribute also. And now we've got Tyler and AJ pushing there. And we've got three spots on our roster right now in free agency as soon as we're done with this press conference that we're going to go and figure out the best balance and how they fit the rest of that group.
That's the Bucks general manager, John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and alone the low 60s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and muggy, stray storm or two in the afternoon, and a high in the low 80s. We dry out towards the end of the week. Sunshine, humidity climbing, and highs in the mid-80s. It's 82 right now.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pat Kreitlow. Wednesday marks the opening of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We'll talk a bit about some of the educational aspects of what's happening in Chippewa Falls.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this July 9th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30, we're going to welcome in our friend David Farnborough from Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. Let's talk real estate. Right now, we're talking to our great friend, Lacey Ailing, Events Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Thanks for being here. I appreciate the time and love what you guys are doing this summer, what you guys have been doing. Appreciate all the work. I know that we're, you know, about halfway through summer here, but I would say very impressive summer already for you guys, and got some great upcoming events we're going to talk about. Let's start with Lunch by the River.
Yes, Lunch by the River on Thursday. So we have obviously our presenting sponsor Enbridge, the Royal Flush sponsor Crockett Septic, and then our exclusive sponsors for this Thursday are Paper City Savings and the City of Wisconsin Rapids. Our entertainment will be Bob Allen. I just love him. Mm. And then we'll have Chatterbox, Rockies, MCG Services, and then Jamaican Kitchens will be there on Thursday.
It's a fantastic lineup. Some really good food. A great entertainer. Big supporter also. And a fun one. How from what I've been able to attend and see, Lunch by the River has been very successful this year. It's been really fun.
Yeah, we've definitely done really well at getting more people out there. I think having the additional activities. So we've got Casey Twist, and she is wonderful at balloon twisting, as well as we'll have, as long as they can bring some pets down, we had the Southwood County Humane Society that came down last week, and they brought Alaska. She is a deaf dog looking for a home, as well as we actually had the sheriff there. So we had Lola too.
Yeah.
Their new emotional support dog. So really cool to get more people out. I think having larger things, as well as like we had Greenway RV, so having a gigantic RV right on the river. I think people just kind of saw it and they were like, hey, let me stop and grab a bite to eat. So definitely wonderful. Love having all these new additions this year, and hopefully can keep just elevating this event.
We have our Pet of the Week with the Southwood County Humane Society every Thursday. We're big supporters of what they're doing. I love the combination of them being down there when they can. That's a fantastic addition. Having Sheriff Becker anytime down there, let alone with the dog, is always great. And of course, the Greenway thing is a great not only is it great PR for them and for us, for the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, but again, like you said, it might bring people down that might not normally come down or something like that. It's a great thing to keep in mind, any businesses out there, anybody listening, if you want to be a part of things at Lunch by the River next year or something like that, reach out to Lacey and be one of these great things that is being able to be noticed down there.
Absolutely. We're really excited. I've already started putting off the dates in Thursday for 2025 because there is some, just entertainment and food vendors that I was like, okay, I want them back or I want them next year. And so kind of just like already writing down, even though, it's a year out, but just kind of being proactive and like, okay, not having to look back and like think about what I want and just exactly, having everything kind of ready for next year to kind of start fast.
It's part of what makes you so good at the job, thinking ahead and all that. That really goes a long way. And I can tell you something about that. It helps a lot in this industry. It really does. Gathered by the Gazebo coming up. Love this one.
Yes, tonight. So very excited. I love Gathered by the Gazebo. I love that area. The Rome area is it's so beautiful. We've got to get out there with the Rome Farmers Market, as well as being out there for Gather. And the attendance has definitely increased versus where we were at last year. So really excited to see that. We also have Casey Twist coming for Balloon Twisting there. And then the Adams County Humane Society will be bringing two dogs tonight. We also have outdoor games. So I've got bag toss. We've got some other games. Our presenting sponsor is Visit Rome. And they've been wonderful in helping us get some different entertainment and some entertainers that they would love to perform, but they're so, you know, they're kind of farther away. So we've been able to kind of secure them that way. So we have Jackson Taylor tonight. He's really, really great. He's got like some of that new kind of where it's like the Morgan Wallen, that type of music. So it's nice to kind of play some of the stuff that you're hearing on the radio right now. I absolutely love kind of like reminiscing over, I remember when the first time I heard this song on some of the classic stuff. But I think that when you're hearing on the radio, you can sometimes sing along a little bit more. So really excited to have him there tonight. Chatterbox is going to come out tonight. So grateful to Kathy. We had a food vendor, and then there was some just kind of like communication stuff going on, and then as well as we had a different vendor, and she's having some just kind of medical issues. So really, really grateful that we have so many food vendors that can kind of jump in. And I was really grateful to reach out to them yesterday and was like, hey, you know, like this is a last chance opportunity, and really, really excited to get Kathy out there.
Yeah, big thank you to them for being adaptable and helping with something like that. It's also a big thank you to the Chamber and what you guys do in supporting local and certainly these local businesses that we're talking about. But I don't think we get to touch on nearly enough the opportunity to give these entertainers a new venue or a new audience to be heard by or anything. That goes a long way too.
Absolutely. And Coldwell, Banker Advantage, Sand Valley Resort, Rome Away From Home, they're also sponsors. So they also have booths there. And then as well as our date sponsor, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, they've been so wonderful at supporting these events and at supporting these, monthly things where we can kind of get together. It's free. It's open to the public. You can, you know, bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket, just come sit out with your family. There's bathrooms, there's playgrounds, there's a splash pad there and gather by the gazebo. And it's really great to have. It's all walking distance. They have a lot of wonderful things out there, and I'm really, really excited to go out there again today.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun time. Meet them out there. Everything kicks off at 5:30. And Rendezvous in the Park is coming up.
Yes, we've got them July 17th. We are going to have Ben Chitek, so love him.
Shout out, Ben.
I love Ben. I love Duology. I love Heartstrings. And anywhere I can kind of plug them in, he is also very adaptable and wants to be a part of these things. I don't know how he has. I see him everywhere, too. So I'm not sure where. Sometimes I think he has like a clone out there because I swear I saw him at like Starbucks.
Yeah, I wouldn't
see him
be surprised.
Out of the box. He's at community theater. He's playing out of state. He's playing. It's. I'm like, how are you making all this happen? Do you sleep?
We're big fans of Ben.
Yes. Yeah. So love Ben and really, really grateful that he's going to be at Rendezvous in the Park. And obviously we have Casey Twist. We've got some outdoor games. So definitely very grateful, as well as our date sponsors are Urco and Domtar. So definitely come out. The City of Nakusa is our season sponsor for that. We'd love to grow that. We want our attendance to be higher. Obviously, please come out. It's free. It's on the, you know, it's at right on the river, and great time to, you know, spend time with family. And it's in the middle of the week, so you can kind of get out before the weekend, get it out of the kids' systems to where you can maybe relax.
Yes. Oh, that's a great point right there. It's something to keep in mind with this. And it's something also, the more we have of attending these things, the bigger and better they can be. We want you to be there. And I like one of the things that I like talking to people about, especially people that go consistently, the first time they go, go check it out. You got nothing to lose. It's a free event. And then they come back, and then they come back again and again and again. It's just one of those fun things. Encourage you to check out Rendezvous in the Park, Gather by the Gazebo, and Lunch by the River. All great events going on with our chamber. Coming up, Lacey, you've got a big one. Lucky's Golf Classic is coming up. Or wait a minute. Lucky's Golf Classic is coming up.
Yes, very excited. The end of the month, so we're going to be at Lake Arrowhead on the Pines course. You can register online if you want to do some kind of team building, as well as we still have today's the last date for sponsors. So we have two platinum sponsors left. That is 18 holes of golf for two golfers, including the cart, two lunches, two dinners. You get a sign featuring your logo at an assigned hole, as well as a business logo on event signage, website, event page, as well as your business name on the whole pamphlet, and then options to promote your business during a Facebook Live, and then as well as recognition during the dinner announcements. So It's definitely a great way to get your business name out there, as well as, you know, supporting local, all the funds that we make from these annual, you know, these type of signature events that we have. That is all going to support this community, put more, you know, to kind of elevate these events and try to make it, you know, to where this community is somewhere that people want to go. And I'm really, really passionate about the signature events, and I'm very grateful that we've had a lot of support so far. So today's the deadline. Please reach out to me, or you can always go, you know, and pay online, www.wisconsinrapidschamber.com, or you can absolutely call if you are a member and you want to get in on this. Please let us know. You do not have to be a member to golf at this event, and I know we have some space available for golfers. It is $125 per golfer. We also have raffle prizes and baskets for $25 and up. And that also is some more marketing to get out there, as well as wine liquor pull. And then I think we have two gold sponsors left. Everything else is sold out besides the platinum and the gold. And that includes a lot of the recognition and the sign. And then, you know, as well as, you know, you having your logo there on all of that print material that everyone's seeing during the entire time from lunch and dinner. And we picked a very, very interesting dinner option. Oh. So really excited for our buffet of just endless appetizers.
Which, oh, that's a great idea.
Yes. Mm. Just nonstop hot wings and smash burgers. I mean,
that sounds awesome.
So really, really excited for that. Please come out, Lake Arrowhead. You can register on their golf outing, their page too, or register on the Chamber website.
I have a couple of friends that I talk to in the movie industry and entertainment industry. Most of them live out in California and work out west. But we talk a lot about PR and getting your money's worth out of something, whatever, if you're a business, and attaching yourself to something. And every one of them will tell you there are a few things that will, you know, help your brand, like supporting something local. There is nobody has ever had a bad PR from attaching themselves to something local. Mm-hmm. It only gets more eyeballs on you and more people to be able to see your business that might not see it otherwise.
Yes.
And that's before even talking about something like this. There's all those factors. Mm-hmm. And then you add on the fact that this is not only the 41st annual, which congratulations on that. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But what this event means to the community. And you know people show up, and you know how much people love golf in this area.
Yes.
So all those factors added on top of it, call Lacey, get a part of it, be a part of this, and you will see the benefits of it.
Absolutely.
And just the other part of this, too, that they always like to bring up is that no business has ever been like, wow, we shouldn't have done that. Like, no, they feel great being a part of these things. Mm-hmm. It also means something to the business and its workers, and giving them motivation, giving them some, you know, feel good about mm-hmm. working for a company that puts back into their community.
Yes. And I know we're going to attend the YMCA golf outing. And so we're going to have a spot there too. And I think you can't forget about, you know, marketing your own business. And I mean, even McDonald's spends money on marketing. Yep. So I think everyone has to, you know, have to try to get what you can with the money you have. And I know a lot of we're over halfway through the year right now and budgets are tight. And I understand that completely. But I think even with just golfing part of it, to get out with your team, have some, you know, some morale, have some team building, and then get to know your people more.
Yeah.
And I think it's different than when you're in the desk versus when you're driving around together. And there's games at all these holes. So there's sponsors that are, you know, that are going to be out there and have fun games. I am a very different personality, as everyone would know. And so I have some different type of ideas for games. So I'm going to have the sheriff and the police chief, and they're going to be playing a game. And I already told them, they're like, don't make us golf. Just, we're not good at golfing. Just, I'm like, I'm not going to have you golf. So they're going to be essentially like little snipers with their squirt guns. So,
oh, nice.
I wanted something different. And then as well as something where you can kind of get to know them. I think that it's so hard to get to know people on a personal level. And I think this is a great opportunity to spend time with the mayor. He'll be there, as well as the police, you know, the police chief and the sheriff, as well as a lot of people that are, you know, pretty active in this community. A lot of businesses that, you know, they support this community. They want it to thrive. So they are absolutely out here. Not only are they golfing, a lot of them are sponsoring. And I think it's great for them to be able to kind of get out of the office, get to know people. You know, lunch and dinner is obviously included in that, as well as the golf carts. There's swag bags. I want to do some VIP stuff next year. And I think it's just, I'm excited for it. I'm not good at golfing, but it's very fun to think about, okay, what can they do with this hole? We're also going to have jello shots. We're going to have, so it'll be really, really fun. Definitely excited for it. Please reach out. We do have, you know, obviously those two platinum sponsors left, which include golfing. So definitely come. As well as we have the three, it may be two now, gold sponsors. I've been trying to keep it as updated as I can this morning. So please reach out. If you have any questions, please call me or call the office 715-423-1830 or communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
You bring up some really good points there that I did not think about. The team building exercise or team building, you can never have enough of that. That's a great point to bring up. We all act differently from work to in our personal lives, and it's a great opportunity to get to know your people better and all that. And I appreciate the fact that you like a lot of people in this community, see something that, something to be blunt about it, Sheriff Becker and I have been working at since the first time we started talking. I've been talking with Sean for a little over 7 years now. And what we've wanted to do, one of the major things we've wanted to do is create a better bridge between the community and our law enforcement to make it so that our there is not one young person out there that hesitates going to an officer, that we have more and more of our community that reach in and lean on them and trust them and believe in them. And these kind of events, it may not seem like it to some, but boy, that adds to it so much. So that's a great insight right there on that. This is going to be a fun event. Again, reach out to Lacey to find out more and to sponsor one of those holes. Coffee with the Chamber coming up, Lacey. One of my favorite events you guys do.
Yep, and I'm so excited with us having it and changing it to where we're quarterly.
Yeah, it's a really good idea.
It's more impactful, and it's not just we're trying to fill any spots. It's we are genuinely bringing what we think is needed in this area. So they're going to, it's going to be Kyle Kearns, our director of community development from the city, and then as well as Matt Zacher, the mayor of the city. They are both going to talk about just things that are coming up, as well as, we're going to talk a lot about economic development, the general community, the mill, the foundry. I think there's a lot of things where people are like, what are they doing with this? If you genuinely want to know, then you need to be at the Coffee with the Chamber on August 28th at 8:30. And you can also be virtual if you can't make it there. Please register online. It is free if you are a chamber member. And if your business is a chamber member, you are also a chamber member. And then $10 if you are not a member. But that's probably the number one question that I get asked. And with me working with the chamber, the chamber, and obviously I do sometimes know some things before other people, but typically I don't know about, I know that we've talked about selling things from the people have talked about that and I've heard it, but I think it's always good to go straight to the source. And if you genuinely want to know things, then you need to ask the right people.
Yeah.
So I think having a better understanding, of the downtown planning project, the master plan, things and kind of giving things a facelift, making sure that the businesses and the storefronts are full. Mm-hmm. I think that when there's businesses that want to come to town, I think they're more likely to come when they see that the town is in a position to take them, and that they have those things to offer. So I think that if you have, questions or if you have concerns about the city, you should absolutely voice them there. That is the best place, obviously, professionally, and making sure that they can definitely receive it. But I think it's a great way to, have a better understanding of the community that you live in, where it's going, and, what you can do to kind of assist with that.
Yeah. One of the things Matt wanted to do right out the gate was get involved with the community and talk to people, not just their emails or phone calls, but be in person right out there. And events like this are the kind of thing he was talking about. Kyle is so good at what he does and is so insightful and has so much knowledge about these subjects. But the community has to speak up. We have to hear from the community, because if you want this new project to look like you want your community to look like, we need your feedback. We need to hear from you. So whether it's the city planning meeting that is coming up or Coffee with the Chamber, any of these kind of events, you got to be heard. You got to get out there. Otherwise, it's never going to – the things that you're trying to accomplish aren't going to happen. This is a great way to make that happen at Coffee with the Chamber coming up August 28th. And we've got another one we wanted to talk with Lacey about. ACE 2024-25 registration is now open.
Yeah, so the Community Leadership Program has received some updates and changes this year. Obviously, we want to elevate things. We're not going to, you know, completely come in and kind of, you know, make a lot of changes with things. But we have two amazing updates. So it is going to be called ACE, which stands for Advancing Community Education. So there's going to be an emphasis on building better leaders for stronger communities. It's an 8-month journey, essentially, you know, designed for adult leaders of all ages and roles. Excuse me. And the second amazing change is that the program is now going to be accredited through Mid-State. So you will have a credit, you know, if you take this class, as well as the things that you learn. Obviously, we come here for, you know, in radio and we talk about the other people that have been participants and kind of what they've gotten out of it, and not just networking, but a better understanding of where they live, how they can, you know, assist, and how we can, you know, grow as leaders in this community. So it's going to cover topics including power dynamics, leadership styles, as well as just kind of understanding your role, your communication styles. And I think it's really, really great that we're able to have this accredited. There is multiple leadership, you know, courses, things that you can do in this area, not just, you know, not through chambers, but different organizations that run community leaderships. And some of them, you know, have been a little bit more price-wise, but we are essentially a pretty good, with now being accredited, there's no other ones that are accredited in this area. So I think that if you're wanting to, you know, you're wanting to grow, I think obviously, like I say it every time, you can only lead people beyond where you are. And if you are able to continue growing in any role, I think you're going to be a better leader. I think you're going to be a better coworker, probably even a better parent.
Oh yeah.
Because you understand other communication styles in a way that where I'm like, oh, okay. I can sometimes come across as like, I'm kind of, you know, I can kind of be very direct, and I've learned, okay, there's some people that you need to scale it back.
Yeah.
Or say something and then ask how they feel. Mm-hmm. And I think that as a parent, I sometimes I'm like, no, we're just going to do it my way because I'm you know, I'm right and you're wrong and I'm big and you're little. and I can get into Danny DeVito over here, just that's kind of how it is. And I think that even just understanding, okay, I need to make sure that I am, you know, that she understands, because typically, you know, if there's an issue, it's not that the other person is the issue. It's just the communication. So I think that the understanding that I got from that, as well as the networking and having a better understanding of other positions in this area, and ODC and even Mariani, and having, you know, it's been really, really great to be a part of the program last year. A little jealous that it wasn't accredited when I took it, but definitely excited for the changes. And obviously reach out to Laura Bonner Ridgeway at workforce@wisconsinapischamber.com or by phone at 715-423-1830 for more information. Mm-hmm. But registration is open. I know they are looking for one sponsor for that. And then that's going to be the essentially the title sponsor. So you're going to have naming rights for this entire season. Everything will be said with your business before. So they're going to, you know, I think subliminally attach, okay, they're a leader. They're a leader in this business field. They're a leader in this community, and they want to lead us in the direction where, you know, we're having stronger people. And I think that the stronger we are, the more united we can be together.
Mm-hmm. It's so great to hear that program credited now. That is very big. We'll talk more about that.
I'm excited.
We got Chamber Cash available.
Yes, we do. Yeah. So 1 for $10, 3 for $20. Assumption Catholic Schools is our print sponsor for that. We are selling through kind of the whole summer, and we'll start drawing winners September 8th. Even if you win, you still go back in. So definitely a pretty good choice if you're trying to make a little investment this summer. Maybe get the kids some more school stuff. And then $1,850 in chamber gift certificates will be awarded in those 16 days. We'll kick it off with $250 from Ho-Chunk Gaming. And then we have another $250 on the 19th, and then another Stokor on the 27th. So essentially, you could win quite a bit of money, even with just $20, you know, that's 3 tickets. So please reach out. Obviously buy for me, because I should be the one that wins this just because I said
yes,
so.
Yes.
And then last but not least, our July's member of the month. I can't believe it's already July, but we have El Cafe, a business located in Port Edwards on Market Street. They are open even with all this road construction we have going on this lovely summer. Yeah. And I have heard that they have one of the best fish fries in this area, as well as really, really friendly staff. And I love pie. So they have homemade pies there. He's been really supportive of someone that works there. That's their dream.
Yeah.
And I think it's really great that he has absolutely empowered them to grow and to start making homemade pies there out of the business. So definitely support Fidel at El Cafe. They're open, obviously, pretty early in the morning, and they have an extensive Mexican menu too.
Yes. We have El Cafe as our birthday and anniversary club sponsor, and we talk about them endlessly all week long. The roads are open. They actually have all the construction done in Port Edwards, so you can get there easy. Go say hi to our friends over at El Cafe. Lacey, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Reach out to them and follow them on social media. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a Milwaukee man who died at the hands of private security guards is demanding accountability. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner has ruled Deontay Mitchell's death on June 30th a homicide. Criminal charges, though, have not been filed. The family's lawyer wants Milwaukee police to release body cam video. Pro-democracy advocates say they're pleased with Friday's Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling making ballot drop boxes legal again. Nick Ramos is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
The electorate can access our democracy when it isn't necessarily so convenient for our healthcare workers, the rural community, single parents.
The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says the court's liberal majority made a political decision. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. A Portage County inmate took advantage of a longer furlough than allowed, but he is now back in custody. Matthew Garsomsky was released on June 28th for a three-hour furlough and did not report back to the jail. He was spotted on July 6th at Metro Market in Stevens Point. A concerned citizen called in with a detailed description, and police were able to track him down. Garsomsky attempted to flee on a bicycle, but the chase ended when he crashed his bike into the side of a squad car. Garsomsky now faces additional charges, including escape and felony bail jumping. The Aerodynamics miniseries begins tomorrow at McMillan Library. Youth ages 10 to 12 can join this free mini session with Wood County 4-H. Registration is required, and the four sessions take place July 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st from 1:30 to 3. Register at mcmillanlibrary.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Alyssa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you liked Top Gun Maverick, you might like Brad Pitt's new film, F1. Pitt plays racer Sonny Hayes, a former Formula One driver who returns to the sport and mentors a rookie teammate. The film crew rolled cameras at actual Formula One events to add an element of authenticity. The teaser just dropped for the film that is being helmed by Top Gun Maverick director Joseph Kosinski and is produced by Jerry Bruckheimer for Apple TV. F1 is scheduled to open in theaters in June of 2025. Kris Kardashian never misses a chance to discuss intimate medical information in exchange for ratings. The 68-year-old says she struggled with when to tell her family about some health issues she's been dealing with. What better way to use her pseudo-reality show platform to inform, through tears, not only her family, but anyone watching that she has a cyst on her ovary? Will the Kardashians finally practice humility, or will the surgery be broadcast for all to see? Stay tuned. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low in the low 60s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and muggy, stray storm or two in the afternoon, and a high in the low 80s. We dry out towards the end of the week, sunshine, humidity climbing, and highs in the mid-80s. It's 82 right now.
Before President Biden sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. But I learned from my father, when you get knocked down, just get back up.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on us, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I go deep on the newly announced RNC platform. It is all garbage.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this July 9th, 2024. Have your host, James, behind the mic, and it's time to Let's Talk Real Estate with our friend David Farnborough from Coldwell Banker Stewart Realtors. David, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure, as always.
I know that we're going to get into an interesting topic today, talking about home inspections, but before we do, you just brought something to light to me that I hadn't heard of before that I'd love to take a time to just take a second to talk about.
Right. I've just been given a designation. It's actually a certified ally program, and it's offered by the LGBTQ Plus Real Estate Alliance to say that I'm a certified ally of the LGBTQ community. And it doesn't involve anything special, really. It's just making sure that I treat everybody equally and fairly. I try and avoid any sort of discrimination and just respect everybody. So there's actually one other of my colleagues who got this certification in my office, and that's Cheryl Rutombarge. So I'll give a shout out to her for doing this as well. But it is something that any realtor can apply for and can take the course and be given this certification.
It's noteworthy. It really is. And I appreciate not only you bringing it to us, but your dedication to this. And keep up the great work, man. That's really great to hear. I appreciate you bringing that to light.
Thank you. And it's just part of my personal philosophy that I try and give excellent service to everyone.
David, I want to dive into with you home inspections. This is a great topic, one I don't think we've talked about very much and during Let's Talk Real Estate, so I think it's a really good one. Getting into home inspections, where's a good place to start? When they're done, maybe?
Yeah, that's a good starting point. So when I talk to first-time homeowners or first-time home buyers, they sometimes think that they have to do the inspection before they put in an offer, which is not an unreasonable thing to think if you've never bought a home before. But no, generally, and you know, nothing's ever hard and fast, there's always exceptions to the rule. Generally, home inspections are done once an offer's accepted. So if you put an offer in which is conditional on having a home inspection, then the home inspection is usually done a week or two after the offer's been accepted. And if there's any problems, then that's a point of negotiation between the buyer and seller.
That is actually news to me. I didn't know that. I would have thought what you, like you were saying before, that this is something that would have to be done before you even appraise the house or anything like that. It's an interesting note already. We're learning. That's great. How about who pays for them, though, David?
Well, in almost all cases, the home inspection is paid for by the buyer, and that's because it's done for the buyer's benefit. So there's a contract between the home inspector and the buyer that means that if the home inspector makes a mistake, if they miss something, and then the house suffers a major problem, then the buyer can go back to the home inspector and say, well, look, you didn't spot this. And the home inspector can say, okay, let me make this right. And they might either give them compensation or claim on their professional indemnity insurance. So it has to be a contract between the buyer and the home inspector. Now, there are rare cases where a seller does a home inspection and the seller pays for it. And sometimes the seller will do this in order to try and forestall any problems that might come up during the process. So, you know, they can say if you've got an older home, 100 years old, you might get a home inspector to go around, and the home inspector says, well, look, you've got some problems in your electrical panel here, and this was the way it was done in 1965, but nowadays we'd expect all this to be upgraded. The seller can then say, okay, in that case, I'm going to pay to have this done, and I'm going to produce this home inspection and a receipt from the electrician to prove that the work's been done. And that's going to be really useful to a buyer. Now, a buyer might still want to have their own home inspection done because home inspectors don't catch everything. You know, they're only human. Yeah. And also, for the same reason I talked about before, if a mistake was made in the home inspection, then the contract is between that home inspector and the seller. So that home inspector owes no duty of care to the buyer, only to the seller of the house.
If a seller doesn't do one of these and a buyer would like them to, can a buyer request this being done, a home inspection?
It's possible. You can request anything in an offer, but I have never heard of it being done.
Okay.
I've never heard of a buyer requesting a seller to do a home inspection. A few years ago, I did see occasionally there was some standard wording in one of our documents relating to well and septic system inspections where the buyer could ask for the seller to pay for the septic inspection. And the thinking behind that was that sometimes it's necessary to have the system pumped, and that responsibility would normally fall to the seller anyway. That I've seen more or less go by the board, and almost always all the inspections are paid for and organized by the buyer now.
Leave it to me to ask a weird question that nobody would think of. I appreciate
there are no silly questions.
Yes.
And if someone is new to buying a house, you know, it's not always obvious how these things are going to be dealt with. So I appreciate it.
How much does a home inspection usually cost?
Well, it depends on the home inspector, but I've seen people charge usually between about $450 to $650. And it does depend on the size of the home, because sometimes I remember I had one about 3 years ago where there was actually three units. It was a triplex. So they were buying it for one house for their very large family. But actually there were three units within this one building, and it meant that there was three furnaces, three electrical panels, three water heaters, and that one was a much more expensive home inspection than, say, if you're buying a 700 square foot two-bedroom home.
Mm. Is the cost, is that usually one of those things that kind of you can play in, you can incorporate into the price of the home when you're selling it, or is this kind of a separate thing?
It's a separate thing. It's mm-hmm. really something that a buyer has to take into account when they're looking at what they can afford. A buyer needs to know approximately how much they're going to be paying for all of their outgoings, both after the offer's accepted and before closing. That's probably a subject for another conversation between us. It's something that the buyer will have to look to provide. Some home inspectors provide the ability to pay on credit and will allow for the cost to be paid at closing. Mm. And that can help a buyer who's a little bit cash short.
Yeah, that's an interesting note. Thank you for that. So, David, would you, when you have proposed buyers or sellers coming, or sellers, I mean, coming to you, do you need one? Do you need a home inspection in order to sell your property or sell it at its highest that you can get for it?
I would say that maybe a few years ago, sellers were looking to do that when it was more of a buyer's market. Say, if you're looking at 2012 to 2018, nowadays it's much more of a seller's market, and sellers, in the vast majority of cases, do not feel the need to provide that to a buyer.
Now, when it comes to this, will it help your offer if you don't have one?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And if you're in a competitive offer situation, then sometimes what a seller is going to be looking at is not just the price that the buyer is offering, but also whether they're going to want inspections or not. And even if you have a house that is, as far as you're concerned, perfect, a home inspector is always going to find something. There will always be something. There'll be something like there's no firewall between the garage and the house, which you may not notice because you just don't care. You just get in from your car, go through into the kitchen, and you don't
go about your day.
You don't look at what the wall is made of. Home inspectors also find things with plumbing that we don't even think about, like they find S traps instead of P traps under the sink. They find lack of air gaps by dishwashers, and things like steps being the wrong height, lack of handrails, and also things like the wrong type of insulation. Now, most of those things we just don't notice on a day-to-day basis, but a home inspector will find them.
What is covered in a home inspection?
Well, the home inspector looks at a lot of things, and there's a standard set of things that their professional association lists that they have to check. And most of those things relate to the structural integrity of the house, the functioning of the systems, and also safety. So structural integrity, they will look at the foundations if they're visible. They will look at the roof. They'll look at the siding. They'll look at the structure on the inside of the house, looking for cracks and things. They won't point out every little crack. You know, if you've got a home built in 1933 and it's got cracks in the ceiling plaster, that's to be expected. But if you're in the basement and there's a crack in the air bricks that are that's bulging out from the wall, then they'll flag that up, and they'll maybe ask for some specialist to go in. They're also going to look at the furnace. They'll look at the water heater. They'll look at the air conditioning system, and they'll look at the electrical system. And they will, in many cases, check the appliances as well. Hmm. If the appliances don't come with the house, then they won't do that. But if the seller is leaving the washer and dryer, they will run the washer and dryer and just check that they work. They'll run the dishwasher, they'll open the fridge, they'll check the water dispenser or the ice dispenser. It's actually quite detailed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the safety things, like I said, they'll check for things like handrails. They'll check for a lot of things that are code, like if you've got a deck that's above a certain height, they'll look for railings and check the railings are correctly spaced. So there's a lot of detail that goes into it.
What isn't covered?
Well, that's a good question. I suppose it's things which are mainly cosmetic, things that don't have an impact on the value of the property. And I suppose it's worth saying that the home inspectors check some things using a representative sample. So they will test the outlets, but they won't test every one. They'll test a representative sample. So they'll go around probably a few outlets on both floors, and they'll test to see whether they're grounded, whether they've got positive and neutral reversed. Similarly, windows. They're not going to go around opening and shutting every window, but they'll check a few of them and make sure they're not painted shut. So, yeah, it's not completely exhaustive. Also, there are certain things that are inaccessible that they can't check. They can't take down drywall to look behind it. So, you know, if there's a crack in the basement wall but there's drywall in front of it, well, they're not going to be taking the house apart. They're also generally not allowed to do certain types of testing that you need to get a specialist in to do, like mold testing.
Mm-hmm.
So certain things are just too specialist. Electrical testing. They also tend not to examine things like wood-burning furnaces.
Hmm.
It's just outside their remit.
We're speaking with David Farnborough, and Let's Talk Real Estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Seer Realtors. And David, have you ever yourself seen in home inspection or been a part of one just as an observer or anything?
Yeah, actually, I used to attend every home inspection all the way through for my buyers. And I found that this was really helpful. Obviously, I'm from another country. I'm from the UK, and our houses are constructed very differently. And so when I first started working in real estate in the US in 2018, I thought it would behove me to attend all of these inspections all the way through and just talk to the home inspector and say, well, what are you looking at now? You know, they probably got fed up with me and wished I'd come in later on when the buyers come in. But it actually helped me learn an awful lot. They do work hard. They are diligent. And a good buyer's agent will want a home inspector that does find things. You know, we'll want someone who is honest and thorough and gives a good service to the buyer.
Yeah, that's great. You know, for one, I got to say, I wouldn't say that this is a requirement, but if I was buying a home, I would love that my realtor had been a part of the inspection. They're looking out for me. So them being a part of this, it's very
right.
helpful.
And nowadays, I have enough experience that I don't need to go there for the whole inspection.
Sure, sure.
I just go there towards the end when the buyer arrives. And then the home inspector will usually take the buyer on a brief tour of the house and say, look, this is the problem. And then the buyer can ask questions. And that's by far preferable to the buyer just receiving a report in the email. You know, for them to actually be there and to be able to have a conversation with the home inspector is very valuable.
Mm-hmm. David, as a side note, one of these days you and I will have to have a show where we're talking about the differences of how they make the homes over there and here.
Yeah.
I just found that very interesting when you said that. I immediately wanted to go down a rabbit hole, but we got work to do. But
yeah.
One day I'd love to talk about that.
We can.
So, David, with all of this that we've talked about with home inspections, what do you do if the inspector finds problems?
Well, there's different sorts of things they can find. Often they'll just point up things for future maintenance. So they might say, well, this is actually okay, but it's going to wear out. And then in 10 years time, you're going to be looking at getting a new roof, for example. One of the most common things that comes up is damp basements. And damp basements aren't necessarily terrible, but you can make them better usually by doing two very simple things: guttering and grading. If you put gutters on the outside of the house and you make sure the water is directed 6 to 8 feet away from the house, then you'll usually be able to get rid of most of the problem. If you put If you put graded soil on the outside of the house so that slopes away, again, you can help it. So there'll be things that the home inspector points out that are just future maintenance. There's also things that they can point out that are what you might call borderline. They're things that have just got to be fixed. And sometimes you might have a buyer who says, that's okay, I'll take care of that. Like I had a house recently where there was a banister at the top of the stairs, and it was only, I don't know, 2 feet high. And if you'd leaned over, you'd have probably fallen down. Well, you wouldn't build a house like that now, but that house was built in 1900. And the buyer said, yeah, that's okay, we can live with that. Strictly speaking, it's a safety defect and it violates a code. But we don't expect a house built in 1900 to meet 2024 codes. And then there's the most serious type of defect, which is something that's really got to be fixed. And sometimes it's something that's got to be fixed now. And I'll give you an example. It might be something like, say the safety eyes on a garage door. Somebody's moving into a house and there's no safety eyes on the garage door and they've got little children or pets. Well, if those safety eyes are not there, then the door's going to shut and it's going to squash somebody. So something like that, you can write it into the offer. You can have an amendment that's agreed between buyer and seller that the seller will fix that. It's a minor point, doesn't cost very much, but worth getting fixed before you move into the house with your small children. There could also be something like that you think, well, we'll try and get this fixed, but you can't get the tradesman in time to do it. And so the seller says, okay, well, we'll give you $100 to fix that. And then you can get door works in and they'll sort it out for you. That's just one example. I mean, there's a lot of different things it could be, but usually a reasonable buyer and reasonable seller can come to an agreement through negotiation.
Yeah, and it does sound like that's one of those things that can be figured out in the process and worked out between buyer and seller, whether, you know, certainly in the contract, but can be worked out between them, which is kind of with such a heavy thing going on in the selling and buying of a new home and everything, I love that still exists with people and that this, the handshake agreement in some ways, if you will. While there is certain contract parts of this and everything, I don't want to say that it's just a handshake, but it is kind of unique to the industry or in general that can still go
on. People generally are decent. Sometimes you do get people who are very stubborn and they won't agree, and you will have a sale and purchase that falls apart because somebody won't agree to do very minor and very inexpensive repairs. And that can be a shame because you're thinking, well, you would have got your house sold and now you haven't because you didn't want to pay $2,000 to have whatever it was fixed.
Mm. David, I know that we are much more informed on this subject now. Thank you so much. This is a really good topic today, man. And again, a big thank you to you about mentioning this, the Ally Alliance, and mentioning that. I think a lot of us learned something with that, too, today. I appreciate it. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, and reach out to you, David, how can they do that?
Best way is to text me, 715-323-8594, or they can call me on that number, or just contact me through Facebook.
Yeah, and you can find out more as well at coldwellbanker.com, coldwellbanker.com. David, looking forward to talking again next month. You take care.
I'm looking forward to it too. Thank you.
Well, and more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and co-host of Matinee on Air, Greg Bach, and Abby Novak joins me to discuss downtown Appleton's Hyde Music Summer Concert Series.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Matinee on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matinee on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. We are standing by for President Biden now as he gets set to speak at a closely watched NATO summit in Washington. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Ukraine may dominate the discussions along with the threats to the military alliance from Russia and China, but politics will also take center stage with a new prime minister in Britain, President Biden in an election battle, and political turmoil in France.
CBS national security contributor Sam Vinograd.
The unofficial agenda is...